I remember some of us got in trouble once for making a bit of noise outside and then inside a fire authority meeting, but they've cordoned you off over there this time. And I see there's from some of the t-shirts that you've got, I see that some people are still fighting the 2002-2003 battle. Like the old Japanese soldiers in the trees, haven't given up that fight as yet. We'll get on 30k one day. We're here to talk about your shifts and your conditions of service. And just before I move on to that, I'll just say it's nice to hear an authority member come out and engage with the workforce. Because even if we have disagreements, they say that they respect you. Well, if they respect you, they should engage with you directly and they should engage properly with your trade union representatives. And this battle on shifts is one of many battles we are facing in the fire service up and down the country. Almost every week, every weekend, I'll be up somewhere fighting a battle over a fire station being closed or a fire station losing its pump at night or whatever it is. We're facing cuts all over the country. And we're told we have to put this debate in a wider context. We saw the budget the other day and we're told that we're going to face 25% cuts in the public sector. And when they read it in the Daily Mail, it sounds convincing. Well, there's all these hundreds of billions of pounds go on the public sector. Until you start to look at what do we mean by the public sector. Because we've got the public sector here. People who day in and day out go out and provide an absolutely essential service to the people of London and the people across the UK. And the public sector... And the public sector is having a decent school for your kids to go to. And the public sector is having a hospital that you can go to when you or your family are sick. And the public sector... The public sector is when your mum or your dad needs to go in a care home. It's about having the support for them to do so. That is the so-called bloated public sector that these people want to take apart and destroy. And we need to say, we're not having it, it's not on, and we'll fight you every step of the way. And they talk about waste in the public sector. And they're going through, apparently, if you go to the Treasury website, they're asking public sector workers, tell us, how can we make the savings? Well, you might be able to do that. And you might be able to shuffle and recycle paperclips. You can't make 25% savings except by getting rid of jobs on the front line. So all this nonsense about protecting the front line needs to be exposed to what it is, an utter and complete sham. And they say that it's all about waste in the public sector. They seem to have very quickly forgotten how we got into this mess in the first place. Because if you go back 2 years ago, the names that were in the media weren't the London Fire Brigade or the NHS or care homes. The names that were in the media were Goldman Sachs and Lehman Brothers and the Royal Bank of Scotland and Sir Fred Goodwin. Those are the bodies that sparked the crisis in Britain and across the world. £900 billion of our money, your money, your family's money, was pumped in to bail those people out. They never asked me and they never asked you. If the corner shop down the road goes bankrupt, they say, you're on your own. But when it's the banks, they take money out of our pocket and they bail out and then they say they're going to cut our services to bits to pay for it. And we need to say it's not on.